It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, could you please open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father, we just thank you as we come together to fellowship in the Word of God, that it will go out, God, and we'll hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, and that, Lord, we'll be receivers of what you're saying, and not only that, that we'll be doers of what the Word says. Father God, I thank you for that right now word, wisdom being rained down from heaven above as Pastor Smith gives the Word of life, Lord. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I thank you that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, and I thank you, Lord, for a delivering word this evening, a word, God, that is needed in this last hour as we see the evil days approaching. You said where sin abound, grace abound much more. So today, we, God, commit ourselves to you, and we believe that the Spirit of God is going to do great and mighty things as we hear the messenger speak to our spirits today. You said, where does our help come from? Our help coming from the Lord, and we thank you for this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara is not with us tonight, and Sister Penny going to do the announcement. Thank you, Sister Penny.
Welcome to all of the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Remember, there are four ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is our Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already on. The second is our Wednesday night prayer line, and it starts at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in person every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the address is 6920 Larchmont Drive in North Highlands, California, which is in Sacramento County. The fourth way is to listen live to the Word every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time at the 916-588-9688. Remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving all praise to the glory of God, to his wonders and works. Please remember to mute your phones when you are not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. This is Evangelist Louise Cooksey, and I just thank God again and again for the prayer line. It's such a blessing because the Bible says faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And if there ever was a time that God's people need to know how to pray and get a hold of God, it's now. Because the Bible tells us that in the last days, Satan will try to wear out the saints. But it's not possible, because Jesus has already won the victory. So I thank God tonight. I thank God I'm saved. And thank God for you, Pastor Smith. Be encouraged and keep on obeying God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Penny. My testimony is that my daughter, she's a sophomore in high school, and she had been having some challenges academically with one particular class, and her teacher was not really receptive to her. And I had been in prayer for a couple of months since school started, and going to the office and speaking to the principal and just trying to figure out a better way for her to be able to be successful in the classroom. And then we came to church, and you laid hands on my daughter, and God immediately answered the prayer. Within 3 days, the principal was very suspicious of the teacher, and then by the end of the week, he ended up pulling my daughter out of his classroom because of the things, the accusations, everything that I was saying was truthful, and I was able to back up everything. So I thank God for hearing that prayer. Pastor Smith, I thank God that you're a woman of God and that you stay on your face and you stay loyal and faithful to God. I give all glory to God, nothing in the flesh. This is God's work, and I thank him for it.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Sister I'm from Illinois. I have a praise report. My daughter, she's a young woman. She's about 37 years old, and she had cancer removed from her, and so far she's doing fine. So I want to thank the Lord. Yes, I want to thank the Lord for taking care of her and allowing her to have excellent recovery. So
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to get into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you for the breath of God to cause this Word to come alive. Receive it by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Exodus, the 15th chapter, verse 26, and Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 35 through 43, and the last book is Mark, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 6. I'll go over that again. Exodus, the 15th chapter, verse 26, Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 35 to 43, and Mark, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 6. When everyone get those three books, could you all say amen so we can be together in agreement?
Amen.
Praise God. This word is a word of encouragement to the saints of God, and thank God for the sister from Illinois. This word is about healing and health tonight.
Thank
and that's
you,
what
Lord.
We're going to intercede tonight. And the word is about healing and health. And so tonight we're going to get into the Word of God. And if there is a need tonight for healing and health in your life, I encourage you to receive the Word by faith as we go into the Word. And we know that healing is a gift that is received by faith. It's a gift from God. Healing is a gift from God, and we have to receive this gift by faith.
Amen.
And there are things that come in our life to hinder healing. And
yes,
we know healing is when you're sound and when you're whole, and the condition in your mind and your body and your spirit is healthy, well, and sound. And healing, that is healing. And we're going to talk about some things tonight that comes against healing and things that promotes healing. But when you're under stress and fear and anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, those attitudes are bad and it affects healing. It does not promote healing. Stress, fear, anger, bitterness and unforgiveness, these attitude does not help us in healing. We don't receive healing. But healing comes when your spirit is in a place of peace and joy and happiness and love.
Amen.
And what that does, it promotes healing. It brings strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that spirit is like is an axe, like a medicine. And we're going to see it by the Word of God. But when we ingest things that are not healthy, stress, fear, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, unhealthy, and it works against healing. Healing is a gift that we must receive by faith, saints of God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You receive it by faith, and faith is always tested. Great faith is always tested. But I want you to be encouraged tonight. God's word is a perfect plan for your life for healing. When you are tested in those areas, you must stand on the word of God. Healing is a gift that you have to receive by faith. I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what symptoms you're having. I don't care what diagnosis that is going on in your life, whatever, anything that's dying in your life, anything that's perishing in your life is unhealthy. It's a state of death. Anything that's deceasing in your life, anything that's ending in your life, is a form of death. And we're going to pray against these spirits. These are spirit things of God. And you got to receive all by faith when you are to get healed from anything. I'm talking about anything that's unhealthy. Anything that's causing your life to be in a life of decease. Anything that's perishing in your life. That means your whole life, thanks to God. And that's what health is. It means sound and wholeness, sound condition in all of your life. And this word is the word going to encourage you tonight. And I have a testimony. It was last Tuesday. We're in fellowship with a Ukraine church, a Russian church. And I've had this fellowship now for about 9 years. And there were a meeting that the two of us, the Ukraine church and myself, with the board. And this young man that's a part of the board who we communicate, he was very, his attitude was not like it normally. He's just a very cheerful young man, a very peaceful young man, but he sounds stressed. When he would call me, he was stressed, he was short, and it was not good. And so I began to pray for this young man in secret. And so he called me, and he called me to tell me, to ask me to forgive him for his attitude, because he realized how he had been very short and very, just was not a good thing. And so I said, okay. And so I was getting ready to hang the phone up, and he said, Pastor Smith, why I have been like that is because of this. I didn't ask him. He freely gave me this information. He says that my grandmother, who raised me in her late 80s, she's dying. She's in hospice. Her liver is failing. Her heart is failing. Her lungs are failing. Her kidneys are failing. And we're sending for our relatives from the Ukraine, and I'm busy because we're preparing for her death. And I'm going from San Francisco and all around to airports, picking up relatives, preparing for her exit. And as I listened to him, all I could hear the Holy Ghost said, pray the prayer of faith. And so as I listened to him, and I asked him, I said, do you believe in healing? He said, yes. I said, well, I want to pray the prayer of faith for the Spirit of God to heal all those organs that's dying in your grandmother. And his whole spirit, like his voice just changed. He said, really? I said, yes. I said, you have to believe with me, young man. He said, all right. And so the prayer went, and the prayer was prayed. And so Sunday when I was driving, I parked in my car, Penny and Arlene, two of the ones that are in fellowship with me, they came to help me to get my things out of the car. And this young man came running. He said, Pastor Smith, I have something to tell you. God heard the prayer. He had a glow on his face. He said the prayer was answered. He said the Spirit of God touched all those organs. And my grandmother got out of bed, and she began to sing, and she asked for something to eat. And the doctors examined her, and all her organs was healthy again, and she's home. But the young man, saints, believe. Tonight I want you to believe. Penny and Arlene was proof. They heard the testimony. The Lord healed. Instead of death, there was a resurrection. God healed this elderly woman from everything that had been diagnosed, and they was preparing for a burial. Instead of a burial, there was a spirit of resurrection. She got healed immediately. And he was full of joy and thanksgiving. And he began to say, what do you want us to do, Pastor Smith? Whatever you choose, we're in agreement. All the favors I had need of, it just overtook me because of what God had did such great things for his grandmother. Saints, I want you to believe tonight. I don't care what kind of spirit that comes in your life and say things are perishing and things that's going to decease, God has the final word if you can believe. And we're going to see by the word of God. Exodus 15 and 26, please.
Amen. And Pastor Smith, that's a wonderful, I'm crying. That's a wonderful testimony.
That happened. Penny and Arlene was right there hearing the testimony.
Amen.
God revived that woman. God, she was like close to 90 years old. He revived that woman. He brought life to her lungs. He brought life to her liver. He brought life to her kidneys. He brought life to her heart.
Hallelujah.
Instead of celebrating, they celebrate. They celebrate with a life. They celebrated a life that came forth. And she's no longer in the hospital. He said she's home. She's eating. She's singing. She's doing everything that she was doing.
Amen.
Because the young man believed. Exodus 15:26, please.
And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This is a word to encourage you. This was during the time where there was no medication, no pharmaceutical drugs, no hospitals. There was no remedy but the spirit of the word, saints of God. They had no hospitals. They had no drugs. They had no remedy but the Holy Spirit. And he said, if you will obey me completely by doing what is right and keeping my command, I will not allow, this is God saying, any of the diseases that I have brought on the Egyptian, the world, the unsaved. I'm the Lord that heals you. What I want you to know tonight by the word of God, Christ has perfectly kept all the commandments for us, thanks to God. He were our substitute. We must look to Christ by faith. We must claim the blessings by faith. I'm talking about physical disease, emotional problems, any kind of spiritual disease. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah is the healer. Jehovah is the healer. And he said, you can't do this, thanks to God. That's why Jesus went on the cross. He became the substitute. He fulfilled the law, the commandment. And when we fail, we repent, stand up in faith, believe, receive the gift of healing by faith, and you walk in healing. Because God said he don't desire these diseases to come upon us. And there's these things that hinder us from walking in that. Mark 5:35 and 43, please. Mark 5:35 to 43, please.
I'm sorry, Sister Smith, I had it on mute. I'm sorry. I was just talking away. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. and he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha cumni, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat.
This is power for saints of God. This is letting you know Jesus has power over sickness and death. Jairus, who was a leader, he went searching for Jesus. He was helpless. His daughter was dying. She was perishing. And there was so much interruption. I want you to know, saints of God, the devil brings so much interruption when there's a great healing in your life. The devil brings so much interruption. But this man has faith, and he kept on going until he met Jesus. And he invited Jesus to his house. And when Jesus came in, just like the young man from Ukraine, they were preparing for a burial. They had the mourners there. They were all making a lot of noise, preparing for death, because there was nothing around them but unbelief, preparing for death. And Jesus put them out of the room. Jesus put unbelief out of the room. And the only thing was in that room was Jesus, the healer, the father, and the mother, and the disciple, Peter, James, and John. It was nothing in that room but faith. They believed, and they were in the same mind. Get it, saints of God. They all was on the same accord. They all believed for this child to come forth. And when he prayed, because there was nothing in that room but belief, no unbelief, no mind all over the place, the mind was in oneness, the mind was in sync, the minds was in agreement, and because they were in a place of belief, by faith, in agreement with the same mind, when Jesus spoke, the spirit in the atmosphere was nothing but faith in that atmosphere, and the child had to come forth. Faith bring it forth for you, saints of God. Even when you see things perishing before your very eyes, and there's no sign but death around you, and things are going to end, that's in all aspects of your life. You need to hook up with faith. You need to hook up with the same kind of minds as you agree together. This is so powerful. Any kind of spirit that eases in when things are dying around you, and that's the last fox, the devil, comes in to interrupt what God has for you. Jesus put them out the room. You got to get them out of your affairs, saints of God. When things are dying around you, when things are ceasing in your life, when everything is capsizing, you need like minds in your present. And what happens? Faith comes forth. Healing comes forth. That gift. Because you're receiving everything by faith to change every situation from death to life. And what happened? Life come forth. You receive. You receive it. And so many people are hindered. It's not about God. It's about you. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the one that has power to do anything. But he do not work where there is what? Unbelief. Healing does not operate. Mark 6, 1 through 6, please.
And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence have this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Hosea, and of Judah, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about the villages teaching.
This is the Son of God. He desired to be a blessing to his people, his family, those that was familiar with him. They looked on him as Joseph and Mary's son and those siblings' brother. They did not look on him, look at him as the Son of God, knowing they already knew the works. They seen the wisdom, yet they could not believe. God is not going to force you to believe what his son has already done for us on the cross. It is a finished work. He could not do mighty works because of their, not him, because of their unbelief, because of their unbelief, because of their unbelief. I say it again, because of their unbelief. So he had to go. He had to leave. He could not do mighty works. The Holy Spirit is not going to come where it's not welcome, where it's not received, where there is unbelief. It's sad, but it's true, saints of God. It's the word of God. And when we are caught up with any spirit that's not like-minded, and you're going through something critical in your life, you're going through a crisis in your life, you're going through things that's perishing around you, everything is deceasing and everything is ending, and you are allowing some spirit of unbelief to get entangled in your affairs, shame on you. You should run. I'm talking about run. Why? That spirit is sent by the evil one to cause you not to receive the healing, which is a gift from God, for you to receive by faith. So many people walk with that spirit over them because they're so hooked up. So they're so in alignment with spirit that's not like-minded, not according to the word of God. And they don't get no relief. They don't get any healing. As I was teaching on Sunday, they're in a ground that's not producing zero, zip, nothing. But some people are so proud and don't walk in humility that they'd rather die than say, this is not working. I need to be connected with that righteous spirit, that spirit that believed God. You are not made right through your own self. The spirit of Christ calls his righteousness to make us right, saints of God. And when the spirit of God embody your spirit and the commandments of God that you're struggling with, the spirit of God enable you to walk in truth. You cannot do it in your own ability. The word of God said the way of a transgressor is hard. I'm not talking about a Christian that stumble and fall. The way of a transgressor is hard. A transgressor is one that practices sin. A transgressor is one that has gotten their soul in a place like a reprobate. They commit sin, don't feel no conviction, and they practice sin. That's a transgressor. The word of God said that the way of a transgressor is hard. And so many times we are so connected with transgressor. They're on the microphone. They in praise and worship. They in all kinds of official office and practice and sin and want to lay hands on you and speak a word that's not going to heal you. You cannot practice sin and walk in faith. Faith working by love. That's you love God. And if you got to sit down, just sit down to get healed. Don't hinder anyone else from getting their blessing. Just sit down and get healed. Don't practice sin to hinder God's people. And that's what Jesus did. He put them out of the room because they could not believe. Jairus believed. He was a man of God that believed and had faith in the gift of healing that worketh through Jesus. And his house was healed. That means anything in your life will come into a place of life. And that thing that's perishing, I don't care what it is, saints of God, anything that's unhealthy, it's not sound, it's not whole, it's not in good condition, mind, body, spirit, and soul. That's anything in your life. We need to be connected to the fellowship of God's word and be in fellowship with like-mindedness. And what happened? You're going to see changes. You're going to see the spirit of healing manifest into your life. And that spirit that want to take things away, cause things to perish in your life, to decease in your life, to end in your life, the spirit of the word, the healing faith of the word, will bring resurrection and healing to everything around you. We just read it in the word of God. Jesus desired when he went to Nazareth to do mighty works. They just couldn't believe. It wasn't because it wasn't there for him, for them to receive. It was a gift from God. Jesus is a gift from God. But because of their unbelief, because they could not believe, they could not receive the blessing. And how we hear about supernatural miracles in underdeveloped countries. They don't have medicine. They don't have clean water. They don't have hospital. But if evangelists come, walking in holiness and righteousness and preach Jesus Christ, him crucified by faith, that undeveloped countries hook up in the same mind and acts of healing comes forth. I know it works, saints of God. I have a friend of mine many years ago. who went to the Congo, evangelists and missionaries. She went into a fast and asked the church to send her because God told her to go to the Congo. Now, that was some faith to go to the Congo. That woman went to the Congo. Voodoo, hoodoo, whatever do was there to stop her. And she preached Jesus Christ, Him crucified. People got delivered, and the witch doctors was amazed and came to her cabin. She laid hands on the witch doctor, and the witch doctor received Jesus as Lord and stopped practicing voodoo. There's power when you preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified. When you walk a life that's pleasing to God, saints of God, signs and wonders follow the believers. Signs and wonders follow the believers. And this is the night that God wants you to receive signs and wonders by faith and receive the gift of healing. That's in anything you're going through tonight, anything that's not sound, any condition that's not whole, mind, body, spirit, or soul, anything you're going through personal that's perishing in a state of death, just one word from the Lord will bring forth healing. Just one word. He said He sent His word to heal them and to save them from their destruction. His word says so. 3 John 2 said, "Beloved, I wish above all things thou may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper." This is the will of God. If you just believe, saints of God, that's all you have to do is what? Believe, and you what? Receive. Mark 11, 23, 24 says, "And verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed." I don't care what mountain in your life, what difficulty. "And say to that mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you what? Shall have them." Very elementary, very simple. So this is a night for healing, for health in those unhealthy areas that's in a state of death, that's falling apart, that's deceasing and ending. The word of God says not so, if you can believe. That's what happened with Jairus. He had many interruptions. Yeah, the devil going to send interruption, believe. That's his plan, to sidetrack you. He going to send interruption. But this man did not allow the interruptions to hinder his daughter from living, because he had what? Faith. He believed. Jesus seen that faith. Jesus went to his dwelling. Jesus cast out unbelief. He had only belief in that room. And the room and the atmosphere came into a state of life. Death had to go. Life came forth. What am I saying? Health was promoted by the Spirit of God and His word. Do anyone has need of prayer tonight before we close?
Pastor, this is Sabrina.
Yes,
okay.
And I need prayer. I had been diagnosed with a torn meniscus on my left knee, so I believe in God for healing.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes.
Pastor,
this is Penny.
Okay, I heard two people. Okay, Penny. Uh-huh. Okay.
Over the weekend, there was two little boys, a four-year-old and a five-year-old, who were shot after a football game, and they were actually at their house playing outside. Anyhow,
I've seen it on the news. One child lost their life,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's one of my friends. His son. Anyhow, he passed away, and they're going to be burying him on his birthday, which is Thursday. Which is next Thursday, and I just want to put a prayer out for them for healing for that family.
Okay. Anyone else have need a prayer?
Yes, I would like, this is Sister Scott of Illinois. I would like to put out a prayer for healing for my daughter and for a family member that had a stroke on, I believe, yesterday, and also for one of my dear friends that had a stroke about a year ago, and she's been confined to a nursing home. Her name is Deborah Carlton.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. My sister Lorraine, she's laying here in the convalescent room, and she raised her hand and said, "Lou, speak for me." And she's desiring prayer. She's much encouraged, and just want you to pray for her that God will continue to give her her healing.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to get into prayer tonight. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to take over this prayer. Forgive us for any sins of omission or commission. We repent of anything, because sin is a hinder to healing. We ask that thou will cleanse us, O Father. Wash us by the word and of the word. Cleanse us with your precious blood so we can be in fellowship tonight to pray. Receive it all by faith in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power of the working word. We come in Jesus' name thanking you tonight, God. This is the word of deliverance for healing and for health. Anything that's unsound, any condition, mind, body, spirit, and soul, that the spirit of the devil, the enemy, desire to cause to be in a state of death, we come in Jesus' name against that spirit. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost, and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. That spirit that wanted our lives to be in a place where everything is perishing, ended in decease. Satan, you have been defeated because of the cross of Jesus. Because what Jesus did on the cross, he said, is finished. We must believe by faith in Jesus' name tonight. So we're standing in faith, God, for the people of God tonight, that the healing virtues of Jesus move over every situation tonight that's in a state of death, that healing right now reverse everything that the enemy has sent out against your people tonight. We come in agreement tonight. Anything that's not in agreement, we ask that the blood of Jesus right now will let not come nigh this prayer in Jesus' name. Any spirit of unbelief, we silence and counsel in Jesus' name. We renounce in the name of Jesus. It will not hinder the people of God that need a breakthrough. We thank you that that spirit is under the blood. It's been counseled by the word of God. It has been renounced. It cannot come nigh us in Jesus' name. And we stand on the power of the working word of God, because healing is a gift that we must receive by faith. We read it in your word, God. We ask that the Spirit of God forgive us for stress, for fear, for anger, for bitterness, for any unforgiveness. All these things hinder faith in operation. It caused the body to be diseased. It caused things to fall apart. But we repent of any of these attributes in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength, for peace and for happiness. And we claiming it. We're standing on it by faith tonight in Jesus' name. Desire that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper. We're standing on what your words say in Jesus' name. So, God, we in like minds tonight. We in unity tonight. We are in the same accord tonight. Because as we read in your word, oh, Father, your word say when they were in the same mind, when they believed, they had faith, they seen resurrection. They seen that child come forth where the enemy has came in for mourning to prepare for a graveyard. But the Spirit of God brought life because he's a great healer. And everything and everyone in that room, the atmosphere was filled with nothing but healing, and healing moved and caused her to be resurrected. There has a near resurrection tonight in the people of God's life, in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for resurrection to come tonight. We thank you for the Spirit of God to touch Sabrina's knees. Your word say, oh Father, you will raise us up. Stumbling knees, oh God, will be healed. Your word said, oh Father, your word said you would heal us in our legs and in our knees. So in the name of Jesus, we come against this complicated thing that has been diagnosed over her knees. We thank you tonight, God, that the Spirit of God will have her to walk in safety, and she shall not stumble. We release your word, Proverbs 3:23, over her in Jesus' name, over her knees, that the Spirit of God would cause her to walk in safety, and she shall not stumble in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of stumbling now in the name of Jesus. You say, you will deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. God, I thank you, Jesus, that her knees is healed. And everything that's been diagnosed, that the Spirit of God retract, that the Spirit of God overthrow, we thank you for the virtues of Jesus attaching itself to her knees. And by faith, we say it's done in Jesus' name, that she walk in healing. She will not stumble. Her knees is healthy in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it by faith. We thank you, oh God, for this family, that the healing virtues of Jesus heal this family that lost their child. In Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God apprehend that person that did that drive-by. That the Spirit of God apprehend that person, oh Father, that was careless, oh God, and that child lost its life. In Jesus' name, that that hidden spirit be exposed tonight, and that the Holy Spirit apprehend that spirit and expose that spirit in Jesus' name to comfort this family, and we thank you for it. Father, we thank you for this mother that's praying for her daughter, that the spirit of healing move through this daughter's body completely, God, that the spirit and the virtues of Jesus touch her cells in Jesus' name, every cell that's unhealthy, that the Spirit of God replace it with healthy cells. You say, I will cleanse your blood that has not been cleansed. Cleanse her blood tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for healthy cells being produced by the Holy Ghost, and that the DNA of Jesus Christ is in her cells. And we thank you, Jesus, that her cells are healthy and her blood is cleansed. In Jesus' name, the two people that had the stroke, I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus to deliver them from the spirit of stroke, from everything has affected them, mind, body, spirit, and soul, that healing go to the nursing home and to that place, oh God, where this other person is, that the spirit and the virtues of Jesus touch their body, mind, spirit, and soul, and healing come forth in every part of their body that has lacking it, that the Spirit of God reverse anything that that stroke has attached itself to, and that healing come forth for them, and we thank you by faith they're healed from the symptoms of stroke and everything that has accomplished it, that the Spirit of God has reversed it tonight by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for Lorraine. She's in my spirit, and as you told me to go through this fast, I'm standing on the word of God for recovery, healing for Lorraine, that the Spirit of God is setting up everything for her to be removed from that nursing home, that every need is met, and I thank you because she believed. I send the word of God to cause the environment in that place to come conducive to healing for her, that anyone touch her, anyone attend to her, that the healing verses of Jesus have healing hands over her. And I thank you, O Father Jesus, that the Spirit of God do what Lorraine can do for herself. And I thank you for total recovery for her. I thank you, Father, for her being released from that place, and that the Spirit of God has preparation for her by faith. And Father, I stand on your word that healing is a gift to Lorraine, and she received it tonight by faith. Everyone, oh God, that's in a place of belief tonight, that's in a place, oh God, that need the hands of God to touch every dying situation in their life, everything that's perishing. I send the word tonight. I send the word, hallelujah, to send into Wesley. I thank you, oh God, for that thing that's seen interruption in their life, so that thing that seemed to be going on and on, that the Spirit of God reverse everything for Wesley and for Cindy. I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God to bring resurrection in their lives. I thank you tonight, oh Father Jesus, for those I'm standing in agreement with this fellowship in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God bring revival, that the Spirit of God bring restitution, that the Spirit of God bring resurrection in Jesus' name. And I send your word, oh God, to do what we cannot do in the name of Jesus, those places that's perishing, those places that's deceasing, those places that's ending. Oh, Father, I thank you for revival tonight. I thank you for reviving tonight. Those things that seem to be an interruption in our lives that seem like it's never going to stop, I want the Spirit of God to bring hope alive tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sparkle. Hallelujah. Just stand on the word tonight, Sparkle. Stand in faith in Jesus' name. Stand in faith, Arlene. Stand in faith in Jesus' name. Stand in faith. Hallelujah, Fallon and Brandon. Stand in faith in Jesus' name. Stand in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand in faith, Louise. Stand in faith, Penny. Stand in faith, Cece. Stand in faith, Jerome. Stand in faith. Stand in faith, Pastor Sir. Stand in faith, Dennis. Stand in faith. Stand in faith in Jesus' name. I come against anything that will hinder you from standing tonight in the name of Jesus. Stand in faith, Penny. Stand in faith. Stand in faith, Sharon. Stand in faith, Brother Steve. Stand in faith in Jesus' name. Stand believing the power of healing. Stand believing for restitution. Stand believing for the Spirit of God. I don't know who this person is in their eyes. Stand in faith in Jesus' name. Stand in faith, you that are in Atlanta. Stand in faith, Sean. Stand in faith, Alicia. Stand in faith tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you won't allow any disease to overtake them tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of healing is over anything that would desire death to come on anything that belongs to them. That it will not perish, but it shall come forth with new life. Because of the working word of God, we live by faith and not by sight, even in the midst of a trial. We must believe God's word. God's word is imputed to us by faith. It's by faith. He imputes the word in your spirit by faith. And those things that desire to persist, I thank you, Father, for silence those spirits that's caused death tonight by the power of the working word of God. I stand fast and believe, and I will not be moved, because your word said it. You're Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah our healer. I thank you, Father, for healing to move through the airways tonight, that the people of God receive by faith their healing in whatever part of their life. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for healing them now in Jesus' name, by faith, in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. Receive it by faith. Like-minded people sees acts of healing. I'm in agreement with you. Like-minded people sees acts of healing. God's word said so. We have read it. It's done. Stay with like-minded people to see acts of healing. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You're listening to Breaking Chains. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.